Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ken B. Foster, your host for the Voices of Courage show. And today I have a show that I believe will help you to really shift your thinking in the areas of creating wealth, making money, being happy. Wow, wouldn't we like all that? Well, we can have all that, actually. And it's up to you, of course, you know, but sometimes we need a little help. We need to understand what states of mind we need to hold to have that, to be able to build wealth in our world. We also need to know sometimes some of the strategies and tools that we need to use, what kind of vehicles we need to do, what kind of systems maybe we need to put in place in our lives and in our businesses to really be able to move forward and create the wealth that you really want. Today, our show is all about creating wealth. So if that's of interest to you, I encourage you to stay tuned. And also for some of you, you might have some family members or friends, you might want to let them know about this show because this show will change lives. It changes lives all the time. That's what we're here for, to really help you step into your power and become the best version of yourself. So we'll be talking about the courage to be wealthy, and I'm going to bring in my very special guest in just a moment right after this break.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you or a loved one developed ovarian cancer after using baby powder or talcum powder products, call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. A major manufacturer of baby and talcum powder products has been found liable for $4.7 billion in damages because they knowingly sold products containing cancer-causing asbestos. There may be time deadlines, so don't wait. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-555-1212.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology just $347. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $347. Plus, we'll add a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $347 and free shipping. Call now.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with autism, you may qualify for financial compensation. New scientific research suggests use of the popular painkillers during pregnancy may increase the risk of having a baby with autism. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call Liberty Legal now to see if you're eligible.
Call 800-555-1212.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. As I promised, I have a very special guest today. Her name is Sharon Lecter. Sharon, welcome.
Thank you so much, Ken. I'm always delighted to be with you. You are a true gem.
Oh, and you are a true wealth builder and a gem in my friend, and I just love being with you. Let me give you a formal introduction to those that don't know you. As an entrepreneur, international speaker, mentor, best-selling author, philanthropist, and licensed CPA for 35 years, and a chartered global management accountant, Sharon Lecter is the premier expert for financial literacy and mentorship for success. She is the co-author of the international bestseller, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and has written 14 books in the Rich Dad series, having built that empire into a world-leading personal brand. Starting in 2008, she began working with the Napoleon Hill Foundation to help re-energize that brand. She's released three best-selling books in cooperation with the foundation, including Think and Grow Rich, 3 Feet from Gold, Outwitting the Devil. And I know there's a fourth in there. What is that fourth one, Sharon?
Well, Think and Grow Rich for Women, and then also Success in Something Greater.
There you go. Okay, so it's actually four best-selling books from the Napoleon Hill Foundation. So Sharon, welcome. It's so good to have you again. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ken. I just love what you do and the incredible gift that you have to everybody who participates and watches. You bring great talent to the stage, and I'm very happy to be here with you.
Well, you're part of that talent, and I just feel so blessed every time I'm with you, sincerely. And today we're talking about building wealth. Let's start with your path a little bit. You know, I don't know if you came in with a silver spoon or not, but chance, I doubt it. So, but you've built quite an empire and a wealthy lifestyle where you travel around the world. You've been married now. Congratulations. Today is 42 years. Congratulations on that. So how did it all start here?
Well, thank you, Ken. Yeah, I definitely was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth. We were lower middle class. My dad was career military. We lived in a little tiny house between my mother's beauty shop and my dad's used car lot. And we had rental properties that at 10 years old, I had to go in and scrub out the bathrooms between tenants. I swore I would never be an entrepreneur. My friends' parents were CEOs or military officers. And I thought, you know, that's what I want. So I was first generation to go to college, got my degree in accounting. So I was also one of the very first women in public accounting, started my career in Atlanta. I thought I was hot stuff, single, fast track career, Atlanta, having a great time. But then about the ripe old age of 25, I realized that I wasn't in control of my life. I was working incredibly long hours. And I was learning a lot, but all of a sudden my parents looked a whole lot smarter. So I tell parents, just wait till your kids are 25. All of a sudden you become much smarter. And I realized that I was not in control. I was not building wealth. I was exchanging time for money. And so I had a client offer me to go with him to buy a company out of bankruptcy. And I still remember going back to my condo in Atlanta and doing the old yellow pad pros and cons, because this was before PCs, before cell phones. And it didn't help me a bit because I could argue both sides. I was on a fast track in my career, and yet I had the opportunity to try something where I would own a piece of the equity. And so my hand took off across the top of the page and wrote, why not? And that, Ken, today is still my mantra and my philosophy. Why not? Why not do something different? Why not take a path less traveled? Why not concentrate on buying, building, creating income producing assets? We're not taught that in school. And so that's really when I dedicated my career to understanding that there's a way to create wealth, and that is to buy, build, and create income producing assets. And so I made the decision to leave, and we can go on a little bit later, but that's how I got started.
Well, okay. So, you know, that's interesting. So you asked a really powerful question. Why not? And I'm wondering about wealth building. We got a huge audience today, and they're, you know, they're here to learn about how to build wealth. Is wealth just a state of mind, or what has to happen for us to really build wealth?
Well, your state of mind is a huge barrier. It prevents a lot of people from creating wealth because we're programmed. We're programmed to exchange time for money. We're programmed in school to become employees, follow the rules. And so that tends to dampen the entrepreneurial spirit. The why not? When you ask your brain why not, it opens up your mind and you want to answer that. So it actually triggers your entrepreneurial spirit. And so your mindset can be a huge hindrance to creating wealth. And that's, you know, it's pervasive. Most people have that problem. And so you want to be able to take that next step and create a mindset of openness, a mindset of abundance, not scarcity, because we are programmed to think from a standpoint of scarcity. And that's what I want to try and convert, that there's, we live in a world of abundance. Anybody that wants to take on solving problems and serving needs allows you to build successful businesses and thus creating an asset.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, let's talk about an abundant mindset real quick, because what some people don't really know what that is. It's like, what is an abundant mindset? Let's define that.
Well, the abundant mindset is really understanding that we live in a time where we have tremendous opportunity, and there's people think that there's not enough to go around, the haves and the have-nots. And when you can get past that, because what happens is when you have that scarcity mindset, you don't even try. You just kind of sit back and watch TV, right? Let the world pass you by. But if you have an abundance mindset, you know, there's always a way to create more. There's always a way to add value to the world. I was raised by a father that asked me every night, Sharon, have you added value to someone's life today? You know, he's been gone 17 years, but I still ask myself that every night. So when you make an effort to focus on improving the world by solving problems and serving needs, creating a business around it, then you have the opportunity to do very well and create that abundance. Your abundance comes from helping others, and that abundance is not limited. You have the ability to then redeploy that and support and help other people. And so a lot of people think that being rich is, you know, is bad. But when you are creating wealth through helping others, that wealth is really rewarding you. And it allows you to then turn around and use that to do even more good.
I love that. Courage. Let's talk about courage, this piece here. You know, I guess you've done a lot of courageous things in your career. I mean, you stepped up and worked with Robert Kiyosaki and created, you know, 14 books in the Rich Dad series. And I'm sure that evolved you in so many different ways, your own personal journey. How much courage did it take? How do you define courage, you know, in building wealth, right? What kind of courage does it take to build wealth?
Well, Ken, I'd like to start by sharing my personal success equation, because it's something that I share in the book, 3 Feet from Gold. And I think it has every element to help people understand what they can do to make the next step. And so the personal success equation is combining your passion and your talent. Well, that passion and talent is what we're taught in school, what we care about. That's all about us. But most of us stop there and think we have to do it on our own. And I want people to understand that you don't have to do it on your own. Your passion, your talent, the next part of that formula is times A, that power of association. One of my most treasured association is the one that I have with you, Ken. You ask me to do something, I show up. I ask you to do something, you show up. That power of association allows us to spread our influence and impact more people. And then times A, taking action. How many times do we know what we're supposed to do? We simply don't do it. That happens so much. And then the last element is plus F for faith, having faith in yourself, having faith in what you're doing, having faith that is needed and necessary, and having faith that you will succeed. Well, in most cases, that F is actually fear that holds us back. And so courage, to me, is not the absence of fear. Courage is acting in spite of the fear, turning that fear into energy, which becomes faith in yourself and faith in what you're doing. So passion plus talent times association times action plus faith. And when I start with my mentoring clients, I go through that formula. And I talk about it in every interview and every talk because you can find those elements. And you can go to personalsuccessequation.com for a worksheet that I have provided, a workbook that helps you define your own personal success equation. But when the power of association and that faith and confidence go hand in hand, when you have the right people around you and you have a bad day, they won't let you stay down. They lift you up. And so success is not an individual sport. Business is a team sport. So do you have the right mentor? Do you have people on your team who are strong where you are weak? Do you have people that are going to help elevate you, open doors for you? Do you have a mentor who's going to steer you around the pitfalls and open new doors of introduction for you? And so that courage is the courage of acknowledging that you don't know everything, the courage to reach out and seek those people who can support you and add value, and the courage to do what needs to be done, to say, why not do something different? Why not take that path less traveled?
Well, I love it. All right, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about some of the, we talked a few of them, but I want you to go in a little deeper piece on that success stoppers about building wealth. So we'll be right back.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with autism, you may qualify for financial compensation. New scientific research suggests use of the popular painkillers during pregnancy may increase the risk of having a baby with autism. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call Liberty Legal now to see if you're eligible.
Call 800-555-1212.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology just $347. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $347. Plus, we'll add a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $347 and free shipping. Call now.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
CBD, you've heard about it.
It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a 3-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams, and if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Kennedy Foster, and my guest today is Sharon Lecter, New York Times best-selling author and my friend. So, Sharon, let's start the success stoppers. You know, I'm sure you've had a few in your day that have come up for you, and you've, you know, figured out how to get around them. Let's just talk about that. What are the main success stoppers? You said fear earlier that stop people, and is there any others besides the fear piece?
Well, I think, you know, we can talk about the obvious ones we've already shared, scarcity mindset and fear. But what, you know, we're human and life, you know, doesn't always deal fairly with us. And so when you think about it, when I talk about success stoppers is, you know, things stop us in our track and keep us from moving forward. And as I've shared with you before, almost 10 years ago, we lost our youngest son. And I had always played a really big game and just was quite the driver type A personality. But when that happened, I went into my world of numbness, like living life in neutral. And I think everybody watching and listening to the show right now may have had that experience where something stopped you in your tracks. It could have been a death, in my case, an illness, a financial setback, a divorce. You know, something that really stopped you from living life at the level that you deserve. And I was literally not enjoying life very much. I was grieving. You're not supposed to outlive your children. So it was a very devastating time in my life. And I got to the point where I almost decided to retire. And I got a lot of pushback from family and friends. And I think I even heard my son in my ear saying, Mom, get over it. There's more for you to do. And so I decided to play big again. I started my Facebook group, the Play Big Movement, to share the things that I was doing. But I share this with you, Ken, because no matter what you have been through, everybody watching, no matter what has stopped you in your tracks, whether it was a death, a divorce, a financial setback, an illness, certainly COVID stopped a lot of people in their tracks. You're still here and you're still here for a reason. And what you have been through, you can help others going through the same thing. And so you're still here for a reason. There's more for you to do. And that's the biggest blocker for success is people feel not worthy. They're depressed. They don't have the energy to keep moving because something has stopped them. And I want to be the one kicking you in the you-know-what to get you out there and realize that you have a gift. There's only one of you. You were made perfect by God to be the best version of you. And what you have been through may have been devastating, like in my case. But I came to the realization that I was not helping myself or anyone else by staying in this numbness. Yeah. And so when I made that decision to play big again, amazing, the doors, the opportunities are there. The problem is when we are in this numbness, we're wearing blinders. We're not seeing the opportunities. And one of the greatest gifts I had were the people around me that helped lift me up and help me go through, get through that period.
I love that. And, you know, today I you know, I know that you're working with individuals and groups to help them to, you know, blast through wherever they are, you know, no matter how successful you are, there's always another level of success. And where can people find you, by the way?
Thank you, Ken. Yes, I'm Sharon Lecter everywhere, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. But I would invite you to also connect with me directly through SharonLecter.com, info@SharonLecter.com. Would love to hear from each and every one of you. And certainly I would invite you to go to PersonalSuccessEquation.com. But I, you know, we make these kind of invitations all the time. And Ken, I know you do too. And people don't take action. So I challenge you to take action. Reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you and see how we can support you.
Well, you know, it takes courage to pick up, you know, to go over to see Sharon. It just takes some courage, you know, to step into that. And, you know, the funny thing is, if nothing changes, then nothing changes. You know, if a person's listening to this and they're being moved by you and they're going, gosh, I'd really like to work with Sharon, but, oh, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford it. I don't know. You know, all the fears that come up, right? It just stops them in their tracks. So how do people, you know, how do you tell people just stop this, just stop it, just go take action? What, you know?
Well, there's a sentence I love. It's 10 two letter words. If it is to be, it is up to me. And, you know, so many times we're waiting for someone else to give us the answer. We're waiting for someone else to deliver an opportunity. And, you know, I say, stop it. And we say, you know, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I go, no, don't wait for somebody else to bring you the light. Stand in your own power, become your own beacon of light. And when you do that, you attract other people to you. They want to light their lights off of you. You have every opportunity. You deserve the very best success. But you need to reach out and secure it. And it's not just about the money, you know, and I know, Ken, you feel this way as well. It's the impact. When I started the Play Big movement, it's like, be number one in your field, live your legacy, because your legacy is created with every heart you touch, and create maximum impact. Yeah. And that impact is reaching and playing as big a game as possible. Don't play small. Reach as many people as you can.
Well, one of the ways that we impact others and play big is talked about in your book, Other People's Money. And, you know, I got to take a quick break, but when we get back, I want to take a dive into that. And let's talk about maybe one of the strategies to use to be able to really generate wealth. So we'll be right back from a break. All righty. Well, listen, that's it for this show today. I want to thank you so much for joining us. I want you to continue to really tune into yourself. Tune into what's important to you in your life and those family members, those friendships that you have. You know, they're there for a reason, and they're there to, yeah, I would say, help you to become the best version of yourself. So let them know about this show. Let them know. And I hope that you will continue to look for and see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ken B. Foster, your host for the Voices of Courage show. And today I have a show that I believe will help you to really shift your thinking in the areas of creating wealth, making money, being happy. Wow, wouldn't we like all that? Well, we can have all that, actually. And it's up to you, of course, you know, but sometimes we need a little help. We need to understand what states of mind we need to hold to have that, to be able to build wealth in our world. We also need to know sometimes some of the strategies and tools that we need to use, what kind of vehicles we need to do, what kind of systems maybe we need to put in place in our lives and in our businesses to really be able to move forward and create the wealth that you really want. Today, our show is all about creating wealth. So if that's of interest to you, I encourage you to stay tuned. And also for some of you, you might have some family members or friends, you might want to let them know about this show, because this show will change lives. It changes lives all the time. That's what we're here for, to really help you step into your power and become the best version of yourself. So we'll be talking about the courage to be wealthy, and I'm going to bring in my very special guest in just a moment right after this break.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you or a loved one developed ovarian cancer after using baby powder or talcum powder products, call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. A major manufacturer of baby and talcum powder products has been found liable for $4.7 billion in damages because they knowingly sold products containing cancer-causing asbestos. There may be time deadlines, so don't wait. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-555-1212.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology just $347. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $347. Plus, we'll add a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $347 and free shipping. Call now.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with autism, you may qualify for financial compensation. New scientific research suggests use of the popular painkillers during pregnancy may increase the risk of having a baby with autism. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call Liberty Legal now to see if you're eligible.
Call 800-555-1212.
Well, we are having fun today. I love our conversation. I love where we're going with this conversation. You know, there's really been some great insights here into, you know, generating wealth. You've got your book out. It's called Other People's Money. I just love the title. You know, I think, gosh, gee, how do I get other people's money to help me? Let's talk about that a little bit, Sharon. Why'd you write it, first of all? And let's just start there.
Well, Other People's Money is actually written by my husband, Michael Lechter, and we worked on that together. But he is a well-known intellectual property attorney, and we teach people how to create intellectual property, but more importantly, how to leverage it. And so what happens is people think they have to do it on their own. If you go back to my personal success equation, I talk about the power of association. And, you know, examples of using other people's money is when I wanted to do publishing. All right, Mike and I had our own publishing company, but as we created more success with Rich Dad, I said, you know, we can't do it all on our own. The demand was greater than our ability to perform. And so we looked at all the large publishing houses, and they came to us because of the success of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And so we were entered into an agreement, and they used their money, their resources, their distribution systems to support us in getting books out. That's other people's money, time, and resources. And so the same thing when I started the Talking Children's book industry, that was the books with the sound strips down the side. I didn't want to have to build it all in-house. So I found those companies that could do it to be able to support us so we could grow quicker. When I was at the point in Rich Dad where we needed to do coaching, I said, okay, where can I find the best coaching company and make an arrangement with them that they answered the phone as Rich Dad. We taught and trained the people that delivered the coaching, but we used their people, their systems that were already up and running and successful. And so it allows you to get to your level of success much more quickly because you align with organizations or people that provide the resources, the people, and the money that you need to get to the next level. So at the height of our success at Rich Dad, I probably had 5,000 people working for me, but only 17 on my payroll because I was working with companies that helped us spread our word. We had we had over 50 publishers around the world that were helping us. We were in over 100 countries. And so understanding that leverage, that's the beautiful word. Assets is my favorite word, but leverage is right up there. And so you have the opportunity to be able to build a much more dynamic machine more quickly when you have other people supporting you through their people, their money, their resources.
Well, I love that. And, you know, I think what stops some entrepreneurs is, at least this has been my experience with coaching over the last 26 years, is they're worried about picking the right people. They're worried about picking the right company, like the company used to leverage for Rich Dad, for the coaches. So is there a strategy or a system or what, you know, how do you know who's the right organization or the right person for your organization, for example? Because, you know, turnover is expensive and, you know, bad partnerships cost us a lot.
Yeah. Well, so true, Ken. I think you have to really make sure you do your due diligence, make sure you have very tight agreements when you're doing licensing, when you're bringing partnerships with company to company. You have to make sure you have very good agreements that have high levels of quality control, consistent communication so that if things aren't going the way you want to, you can get it adjusted very quickly. Just like with an employee, if an employee is not performing, all right? But it's really important because if you're investing your time and energy with another company, you want to make sure you have that agreement very airtight, who owns the intellectual property and that quality control. And that's one of the greatest benefits I've had in working with Michael, along with being my life partner. He has been the brilliant strategist that's helped us build not only Rich Dad, the Rich Dad company, but the talking book industry before that. So you really want to make sure you have the right people on your team, the right advisors, the right mentors that can help you do this appropriately.
I love it. You know, you and I are on a summit that's coming up. It's called the Global Oneness Summit. And you were a speaker on that summit, you are a speaker on that summit with Stephen Covey's on that summit, you know, Deepak Chopra, Greg Braden, there's a whole bunch of us on that summit. But you and I, when we did that panel, we talked a little bit about the new consciousness in business, that's kind of coming into the world in a greater way. You want to tap on that a little bit?
Well, certainly. I mean, we think about early on when I started my career, it was a very management and organizational tree centric type of command and control. And you had to go through the chain of command. And as we see the world changing, obviously things are getting a little bit more from a compassion and bringing in collaboration and more of a team, and the hierarchy is flattening out a little bit. And so it's really important, as you look as a leader, you need to make sure you're creating an environment and a culture that that employees or team members feel nurtured and they feel like they're being respected. It's not just sit down and do your job. It's how, you know, how can we make the best environment so that when you're doing your job, you're feeling ownership in what you're doing? And that's really important. When I talk to my clients and people, I say, you know, if you're not going to pay attention to the environment and the culture, you might as well install a revolving door, because, you know, the younger generation, they're looking for experience. They're looking for that culture. It's not always about the paycheck. And so it's very important to make sure that you are current with what you're doing as an employer and as a leader, to create an environment and a culture that makes people want to stay and make them want to contribute at the highest levels.
I love that. Well, on the screen, we put up there the link that people can sign up for that summit. So for my listening audience, you go to humanitystream.org/summit-preview. I know it's a big link, but hopefully you'll get there. humanitystream.org/summit-preview. Okay, hopefully we got that. all righty. Well, listen, I'm wondering about not only next steps for business leaders, but next steps for Sharon and Michael. With, you know, you're celebrating your 42nd anniversary, you know, today is so cool. And what are next steps for you in this world, in this business? And where do you see your future going as the entrepreneur that you are?
Well, thank you, Kenya. I was sharing the other day, comically, that the last couple of months people have asked, well, you know, when are you going to retire? And it's like, I'm starting to get a complex. I love what I do. And Mike and I oftentimes will do consulting together. We will speak together, or, you know, I go all over the world speaking to groups, and I love it. I don't consider it work, because it's my passion. If there's something that I know that can help somebody get that next level of success, I want to share it. And I want to make those introductions and introduce them. And so, you know, when I started the Play Big movement is when I actually started doing more one-on-one mentorship, and I absolutely love it. It's kind of helped me fill a little bit of the hole in my heart from losing my son. And I just love my clients. I love helping them get to that next level. But most importantly, Mike and I love to help people see that ability to leverage what they're doing by creating assets. My favorite word on earth is assets. And I often say assets are sexy, and the older you get, the sexier they are. And you know, you are financially free. This show is about wealth. You are financially free when the income from your assets exceeds your monthly expenses. That means that if you don't get out of bed, you're still going to get money coming in, because your assets are working for you. And that's what we're not taught in school. And so my passion is to help people understand how to buy, build, and create income-producing assets. And it doesn't have to be millions of dollars. Look and see what your expenses are, and then aim a goal to buy, build, and create assets, whether it be businesses, real estate, paper assets, intellectual property, that start working for you and generating that income even when you sleep.
I love that. And there's a large choice of where you just mentioned of areas to build assets, right? I got to take a break. When we come back, though, I'd like to just kind of pick your brain as to where maybe somebody might start at any age, wherever you are, at where you might want to start and what would be perfect for you. Okay. All right. So we'll be right back.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with autism, you may qualify for financial compensation. New scientific research suggests use of the popular painkillers during pregnancy may increase the risk of having a baby with autism. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call Liberty Legal now to see if you're eligible.
Call 800-555-1212.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
CBD, you've heard about it.
It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a three-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order.
All right, we're back again talking with, I always want to call you Dr. Sharon Lecter. I mean, I just feel like there's just a piece, you're like the wealth doctor. All right, come here, we're going to dissect this, we're going to look at this. This is where you need to go. So speaking about where we might need to go, where do we start, right? Let's say, you're a young student starting out, or maybe you're in your 30s now, or your 40s, your 50s. I guess it might be dependent upon where you are. But what's your advice here, Sharon?
Well, I think at the end of the day, you're either in control of your money or your money's in control of you. And that's where you start figuring out, are you really in control of your money, or are you worried about bills when you go to bed? Are you getting yourself into bad debt? And so really taking control. And the first step is to assess where you are. Even if the picture's not pretty, you're going to feel empowerment of understanding where you are. Because a lot of people put their head in the sand when it comes to money. So once you take that action, decide where you are financially, then you can chart a course. My dad used to say a map doesn't do you any good if you don't know where you are and where you're going. Same thing in your financial life. Where are you? Picture may not be pretty, but at least you know. And then start making those small steps. You know, start focusing on your bad debt. Get out of bad debt. Focus on how you can start creating assets. I have a money mastery program that I offer. This really helps you, like, get those basic steps done. You can find out more at my website. But you have to be in charge of your money. Become in control of your money and start taking those small steps. Make sure you find people who are successful for you to hang around with. Find out people who will be able to support you and help you go to the next step. So, you know, surround yourself with people that, if you want to get into real estate, start going to real estate group meetings. And so learning, figure out how you want to involve yourself in real estate. You don't have to have millions of dollars to invest in real estate. You can start on a smaller basis. But, you know, I want to support you in taking action. Most importantly, you want to take action in taking control of your financial life.
Yeah. You know what I've found over the years, my own life and the lives of all my clients, is that what you just said is so important. It's like, just start. You don't know the journey until you start the journey. And if you'll start the journey, what'll happen is along the way, you will find the people, information you need, the right investments. You'll find all of it when you're on the journey. But you can't think yourself into that journey. I mean, you can use your mind and, you know, maybe visualize some of the outcomes. But the journey itself, you won't know what that journey is. That's been my experience. How about yours, Sharon?
Well, I think you have to start taking action. Like I said earlier, too many people have blinders on. and they're preventing their own success because they're not allowing themselves to see the world of possibility. And I want you to realize that everything is possible. Anything is possible as long as you surround yourself with people to support you and you start taking action. Don't be passive. Don't wait for things to come to you. Decide what you want and go get it. People will help you. They want to facilitate and support you along the way.
You know, I think sometimes it just takes a bold move. Boldness, you know, there's a quote out there, there's genius in boldness or something like that. Does it take that? Is it boldness that we need?
I think a lot of people assume boldness is something negative. And, you know, name it differently. Being empowered. Okay. If you are empowered, that means you're taking your own, you're taking the power inside of you to make a difference in your life. And as a result of doing something in your life, you're impacting other people around you. So if you think about being bold, think of it as being a leader. You're taking leadership in your life. And so others will see that and want to emulate you. So think of boldness as a first step of taking control of your life. There's brashness and then there's boldness. So when a lot of people think of boldness as being brash, no, bold, assertive, right? Being in charge of your life and doing what you need to take care of yourself and your family. Mm.
You know, you've been involved deeply with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. One of the books that came out of that was Think and Grow Rich for Women. And there's principles in that book that are universal principles, I would say, that really impact people in building wealth. One or two of those principles that you would like to share out of Think and Grow Rich for Women that might be able to move someone's mindset in the right direction here?
Well, thank you, Ken. Yes. Think and Grow Rich for Women. You know, a lot of people say, why a book for women? In fact, that's the first line in the book. And it's because, you know, I truly believe the principles of success are the same for men and women. But when Napoleon Hill wrote Think and Grow Rich back in 1937 is when he released it, there women weren't in business. And so the book was very male-centric. And when the foundation reached out to me and said, how about doing a book for women? After years of not wanting to do anything for women, I was ready because of two reasons. One is I was getting tired of all the negativity and dialogue women were having about complaining and criticizing about the men that stood in their way to success. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, if you truly believe in the law of attraction, if you're out there complaining and criticizing, what are you attracting? Right? Nothing good. So I said, let's change that dialogue of complaining and criticizing the men in our way. Let's start celebrating the men who have supported us and helped us along the way. Let's celebrate the progress women have made and continue making more progress along the way. And then taking a step back, I said, all right, I'm going to write this book and I'm going to look at those same tried and true principles through the eyes of successful women. And I added a last chapter called One Big Life, because the other thing that was getting to me was all of the noise around work-life balance. And, you know, it's like, you know, didn't hear a lot about that from men, but from women, work-life balance. And I said, stop it. The word balance belongs in the dance studio. You know, nobody's life is in balance. We're always moving forward or taking a step back or sideways. We're handling kids. We're handling our finances. We're handling our fitness. You know, so your life has a lot more than just work life. You have your fitness life, your finance, your family, your faith, your friends. All of those things work together to create who you are. And at any given time, one of those areas may not be in balance. And so make a commitment to look at each of those areas, family, faith, fitness, finance, you know, your field, your business, your family and fun. Let's add a little fun in there and then figure out what you need to do in each of those areas to live the most one big life possible. And so I added that as a last chapter in the book, to bring into focus the fact that we're doing everything we can to live a full and satisfaction life. But when we talk about The tagline of Think and Grow Rich is to live a life of success and significance. It's not just about money. It's about impact. And are you creating the life that you want, the legacy that you want for your family and your children? And what's powerful about it is that women can read the book. I have over 300 women that I highlighted in the book. And so when you read it, and men, that you see, you may not align with one story, but the next one you go, gosh, if she can do it, so can I. And that's why I wanted to empower the reader to take control and take that next step in their life.
Well, I love that. You know, you threw in that just kind of casually, you know, the law of attraction, right? And, you know, and we're also talking about faith. You know, that's a missing ingredient, I think, in a lot of people. And we're talking not only faith in oneself, but I believe in my life, it's been faith in a higher power, faith in God, right? So, you know, let's talk about law of attraction, though, that piece. Can you define that from your point of view of the law of attraction, how you might use that?
Well, yes. I mean, we think about the movie and the book, The Secret, when we hear law of attraction, but actually Napoleon Hill wrote about it back in 1919. And it really is, your mind cannot hold positive and negative at the same time. And so if you're thinking of negative thoughts, negative outcomes, you're going to attract negativity. And if you can change your mind and start focusing on positive, you will create a more positive attraction to the world. So that's that law of attraction. I talk a lot about the term worry and doubt. And I was a champion worrier. I came from the queen of worry. And a lot of people spend a lot of time worrying. And I said, that's my own little personal rototiller. You worry about something that happened yesterday, or you worry about something that may or may not happen tomorrow. And what happens is you're filling yourself with negativity. And so the definition of the word worry that I found, gosh, 10 to 12 years ago, which changed my life, and I share it all the time, is to worry is to pray for what you do not want. Mm-hmm. So think about it. To worry is to pray for what you don't want. And so stop it. And that's what it's really helped me, that definition, because I still get it in my little worry storms, and I stop and I go, okay, Sharon, let's not concentrate on what I don't want to have happen. Let's retool the thought process and focus on what I do want to have happen. And it's magical. And so that's one of the things that, you know, I really want people to think about. That law of attraction is really about what you think about, you bring about. And thoughts become deeds. And that's very important, because you have control. You have control over your thoughts, your words, your actions. If you can align your thoughts, your words, and your actions, you can create anything.
You can create anything. I think we're going to leave it right there. That was brilliant. I thank you again for coming and showing up. And you always inspire me, Sharon. Thank you so much for this message and this presentation today. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. You are fabulous. And everybody watching and listening, you're fabulous too. Thank you. Oh,
thank you so much. All righty. Well, listen, that's it for this show today. I want to thank you so much for joining us. I want you to continue to really tune into yourself. Tune into what's important to you in your life, and those family members, those friendships that you have. You know, they're there for a reason, and they're there to, yeah, I would say, help you to become the best version of yourself. So let them know about this show. Let them know. And I hope that you will continue to look for and see the unseeable, and know the unknowable, and do the impossible.